You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start in order to become great. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Brendon Burchard shares 4 things you must stop saying to yourself if you want to maximize your personal growth. Enjoy.
Today, I'm talking about the 4 dumb things we say that prevents our own personal growth and professional excellence. Look, we all have internal thoughts that sometimes slow us down. I'm sure you know that sometimes you have negative thinking, sometimes you say things to yourself that justifies, you know, bad behavior or laziness or distraction. We all do, so there's no judgment to this, except that, yes, it's kind of dumb. We say certain things that we just culturally get used to saying that we never really explore, and those things hurt our personal development. And so what I want to do is dig down into these 4 things we say, because they're dumb, and I know once you hear a little logic behind them, you'll say, it's not worth saying that to myself anymore because it's not a true story, and it's only holding you back, okay? So first and foremost, before we go, I want you to think about a big dream of yours, something that you really care about, something you really want to make happen, or a goal that you also have had for a while, you've been trying to do it, but it's just not working out well, maybe you're telling yourself one of these 4 dumb things, okay? So to share the first one with you, I'm gonna move this aside, and here it is. I hear this one all the time. Brendon, I've tried everything. Here's what I know. People often, when they hear a new idea, or you say, hey, have you thought about chasing that dream or pursuing your goal? They say, yeah, I've tried everything. And because they tried 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 things, they say, didn't work for me. That's not right for me. That's not possible for me. And those aren't true stories. As a high performance coach, often when I sit down with people, I talk about their dreams. They often say this to me, well, Brendon, I've already tried everything. And so I say to them, oh, great. Then show me the list. And they go, what do you mean? I say, show me the list. They say, what do you mean? I say, well, if you've tried everything, then, of course, you would have had to keep a detailed list of what you tried, when you tried it, what results you got, what worked and what didn't work. If you didn't have a list like that, you couldn't ensure things that, you know, were like mutually exclusive. And if you couldn't tell things that were mutually exclusive, then you wouldn't know you tried everything. So, have you ever told yourself that? I've already tried everything. Didn't work. Think about how many times in your life you give up too soon. You're at like that 10-yard line, the touchdown's right there, but you're like, well, I've tried everything, I guess it's not working, and you back off. You know, we know from the psychology of success, it's those who persevere longer than others and maintain more resiliency in the face of challenge that succeed more. So if you ever hear yourself saying, I tried everything, no, that's a big bad story you're telling yourself, and say, no, I haven't tried everything. Let me get some advice. Let me ask some more people. Let me start keeping a trail of what I have tried so I can say, already did that. But I did this, but I didn't do it in that way. There's a lot of new things you can keep trying to keep getting ahead. Don't give up on your goals and your dreams just because you tried 4 or 5 things. It's very true that often you're closer than you think, my friend. The second big thing, walk with me, is a big one, a huge one. And this one, people say to me all the time, sure, that works for him or that works for her, but that wouldn't work for me. Have you ever said that, right? You have this big goal or your dream. You see your mentor, you see your dream, they're doing it, but you're like, oh, that wouldn't work for me because that's not my style or I'm not like that or she has this and he has that. And we false compare ourselves to others and we think they're so special. Still, in this culture today, we still pretend that there are some people who just have it and other people don't have it, right? We think, oh, well, he's just naturally good at that. She's just born to be that. But in everything that we study, those who achieve high performance in their life, they trained, they conditioned, they practiced, they sucked at first, but they were okay with that. They were cool with not being good. And then they just kept getting better and better and better and better and better. And now you watch them today and you're like, oh, wow, I could never be like that. But the reality is you could. You just got to put in the miles. No one you're looking to, none of your heroes just came out of the womb and by natural birthright or innate talent got there. They usually outworked their peers. They usually showed up more often. They usually were more strategic in getting a good peer group around them to support them, to champion them on, to push them. Notice I didn't say they had a better peer group. They knew that was important, so they developed it. Because we often say, well, yeah, that strategy works for him because, you know, he's got a big community. Or that strategy works for her because, you know, she's charismatic. No. If there's a strategy, you can deploy it. You can work the same thing. Would you get the same results as someone who has 10 more years of experience as you? Probably not. They put on some more miles. But look, no matter how small you start something that matters. It's the great Zig Ziglar who taught us, right? You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.